Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what's on your list for this weekend? Is there any baking in your picture? Oh, maybe you want to bake some pretzels. Have you ever thought about baking pretzels? What do you think of when you think of pretzels? I guess the first thing that pops into my mind are just those kind of medium-sized ones you buy in the store that are hard. And, you buy a bag and you maybe just nibble on them because you like pretzels, or maybe you put them in something else, mix them up with some other kind of snacky things, or maybe you use them in some baked products. My latest favorite use of pretzels is to crush them up and replace nuts in cookies, especially cookies, I guess, because they still have the crunch of the nuts and they add just a little bit different flavor, and they are less expensive than nuts. And on my list to try is a pecan pretzel pie. We'll see about that. But those are all those little hard ones. And again, you probably think of the usual pretzel shape, but you know that pretzels now come in sticks. They come inside of candy. Pretzels are lots of choices. But, let's go back. When I talk about food, I like to go back to the history. Where did pretzels start? Well, like most of the things in our lives, they have pretty ancient history. And there are numerous accounts of the origin of pretzels, as well as the origin of the name. But most agree that they have a Christian background and they were invented by German monks. According to the History of Science and Technology, an Italian monk invents pretzels as a reward to children who learn their prayers. And he calls the strips of baked dough folded to resemble arms crossing the chest. Praetoria, little rewards. However, there's really no source cited to back up these details. So another source locates the invention in a monastery in southern France. The looped pretzel may also be related to a Greek ring bread derived from communion bread used in monasteries 1,000 years ago. In Germany, there are stories that pretzels were the invention of desperate bakers held hostage by local dignitaries. From 1905, the suspects the origin of pretzels is a ban of heathen baking traditions, such as in the form of a sun cross. The pretzel may have emerged as a substitute for that baking of bread. And the pretzel has been used as an emblem of bakers and formerly their guilds in southern German areas since at least the 12th century. And so they form this pretzel out of something hard that they'd hang outside their bakery. And of course, because it's looped, they have some way to hang them up. Within the Catholic Church, pretzels were regarded as having religious significance for both ingredients and shape. Pretzels made with a simple recipe using only flour and water could be eaten during Lent, when Christians were forbidden to eat eggs, lard, or dairy products such as milk and butter. As time passed, pretzels became associated with both Lent and Easter. Pretzels were hidden on Easter morning, just as eggs are hidden today, and are particularly associated with Lent, fasting, and prayers before Easter. Like the holes in the hubs of round Swedish flatbread, which, as we said, allows them to be hung up, the loops in pretzels may have served a practical purpose. Bakers could hang them on sticks, projecting upwards from a central column, and, just stack up a whole bunch of pretzels on this stick in their windows or in their bakeries. Well, in the late 18th century, Southern German and Swiss German immigrants introduced the pretzel to North America. The immigrants became known as the Pennsylvania Dutch, and in time, many handmade pretzel bakeries populated the central Pennsylvania countryside, and pretzels' popularity spread. And Pennsylvania, we're going to mention, is still the place where most pretzels are eaten per person. In the 20th century, soft pretzels became extremely popular in other regions like Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, and perhaps you've heard about, you know, if you go to New York, you should have a soft pretzel. And they're sold in lots of different places, but street vendors were very, very popular. In particular, it became iconic with Philadelphia and was established as a cuisine of Philadelphia for snacking at school, work, or home, and considered by most to be a quick meal. The average Philadelphian today consumes about 12 times as many pretzels as the national average. And Pennsylvania today is the center of American pretzel production for both the hard crispy and the soft bread types of pretzels. The annual United States pretzel industry is worth about $550 million, and the average American consumes about a pound and a half of pretzels per year. The privately run Pretzel Museum opened in Philadelphia in 1993, and in 2003, Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell declared April 26th, coming up here pretty soon, National Pretzel Day, to acknowledge the importance of the pretzel to the state's history and economy. And Philly Pretzel Factory offers a free pretzel to each customer on this day. Hard pretzels are originated in the United States. In 1850, a bakery in Pennsylvania became the first commercial hard pretzel bakery. Snack food hard pretzels were shaped as sticks, loops, braids, letters, or those little pretzels. And they have become, of course, a very popular snack, as we started out talking about, in the United States. Especially, it seems to me, mixed with those other kinds of nuts and cereals and so on. Pretzels have to be an important part of that. Unlike the soft pretzels, these hard pretzels, of course, are very durable and keep them in an airtight container, and they can be kept for a long time. Large-scale production began in the first half of the 1900s, more so during 1930 to 1950. And the pretzel has, you know, there's kind of funny little stories and things related to pretzels. Landscape, architecture, and sculpture memorialize the strong identity that the city of Philadelphia had with a pretzel cuisine by renaming one of its parks, Pretzel Park. In Illinois, the municipal government adopted a pretzel logo as a trademark for the city of Freeport, Illinois, and it's also known as Pretzel City, USA. In the 1920s, there were dance steps developed in swing dancing and became known as the pretzel dance move. In 1952, George Nelson, a furniture designer, was inspired to make a pretzel chair. And then there's the amusement ride of the pretzel loop design and roller coaster elements to, just add that thrill element. On a pretzel loop, riders are upside down at the beginning and on their backs and going backwards at the bottom. Well, pretzels even influenced fashion. Fashion-inspired sling bikini is a pretzel bathing suit design emerged in the early 1990s as a new fashion product that all of us enjoy using, spandex. And it is a bikini variant, hollered the crisscrosses the front and fastens to the waistline. Pretzel Logic is the name of a single music released by pop music group Steely Dan from the album Pretzel Logic, and that was in 1974. And a circulating internet video shows a press conference of U.S. President George W. Bush from January 2002 when he was choking on a pretzel. And he said, "When you're eating pretzels, chew before you swallow. Listen to your mother." Very true. And if you want to make pretzels, hey, they're pretty easy. As we mentioned earlier, pretty basic ingredients. Sugar, a little bit of sugar, not much. Water, yeast, of course, flour. A little bit of butter and some baking soda, and usually an egg yolk, and they're fun. I remember that one of our home economist over in West Pot, Pat Anderson, used the pretzel as a way of teaching bread making to lots of 4-H'ers because it's pretty simple and it's fun to do. So that could be a good weekend project. Well, anyhow, there's maybe more than you want to know about pretzels, but think about them bigger than just those teeny little sticks or those little curlicues of shapes. Lots of different ways you can eat pretzels. Until next time, here's a thought. The best sermons are lived, not preached.